The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. It takes a certain kind of brave to run a business. We see it, we back it.
Well, Angela Merkel is, of course, closely associated with our bailout and the economic crash. And our next guest started his events business at the start of that crash. But that was nothing compared to what's happened during the last 18 months. Kevin Rowe of Kevin Rowe Events joins us now. Kevin, you're very welcome to the programme. How long were you running an events business before the pandemic hit?
Hi, Richard. Thanks for having me on this morning. So we're involved in the events industry for the past 12 years. I would have started my own business about just under 10 years ago, you know, and it's mainly 95% of our business is indoor events, you know, ranging from corporate events, gala balls, large scale fundraising events. So, you know, it was going really, really well up until obviously Armageddon happened last March.
Do you remember the first time you had a real sense that this was very serious for your business?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, we do virtual reality. We have a virtual reality business actually in Camden Street in town, and one of the first cancellations was actually with a corporate client, and that was early March, you know, and that was probably, I think it was the second week in February. So that was before even Cheltenham, you know, that was before, you know, the real kind of, you know, the main Leo Varadkar speech in March and stuff. So when it all happened, I mean, when, you know, Leo basically shut down the country, we had that weekend alone, we had about 8,000 people, you know, in different events all over the country. You know, we had a show in Kilkenny and Cork and Sligo and Dublin. And literally, you know, when that happened, it was just a complete domino effect. I mean, we had two business phones. I thought they were going to explode, to be honest with you. You know, it was just clients ringing, asking what we're going to do. We were dealing with landlords, leasing companies. You know, we were dealing with suppliers, staff.
Deposits, everything.
Deposits, the whole thing. As my wife would said it to me before, it's like putting the business into a washing machine.
And
really,
and of course, that was just the start, because it has, you know, has gone on for a long time. Did it take a toll on you personally?
Yeah, 100%. You know, initially, to be honest with you, I said this to someone the other day. Secretly, I was nearly a small part of me. I was kind of like, oh, hang on a second. I thought this was going to last maybe for a month. You know, okay, I've been on the road for 10 years. You know, I've been, you know, go 7 days a week building up a business. You know, okay, this is a little break here. You know, this is just a time to relax, chill out. You know, these gigs are going to come back maybe in the summer, you know, and we'll get things going again. But I think the penny did drop when this thing, you know, this has gone on into April, May, June, July. It's ongoing, non-stop. And I think, you know, I was saying as well to someone the other day there, you know, anytime Micheál Martin or Leo Varadkar mentioned, you know, the word indoor setting, socialising, you know, enjoyment, all of these things are my business, you know. So it was like somebody stabbing me with a pen every time he mentioned the word indoor setting, because my business is all about that.
So what did you do? Were you just at home, listening to the radio, television, thinking about this stuff, almost just waiting?
Yeah, well, there was a lot of waiting, you know, there was a lot of waiting, but yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I suppose in terms of finances, I mean, both like from a mental point of view and a financial point of view, the mental point of view was that not only, you know, am I a very, you know, active person, I'm dealing with thousands of people all every year, you know, you're selling events, you're running events, creating events, and next thing all of a sudden, bang, not only is your business stopped, but you have to stay at home. You know, the whole country is stopped. So, yeah, at the start, okay, it wasn't too bad. But just in terms of the longevity of this thing was really, really tough.
Did you get depressed?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And listen, it wouldn't be a subject I'd be, you know, totally comfortable speaking about, to be quite honest with you. And I think anybody this has been, you know, a complete disaster for everybody. But there has been certain sectors that have been totally, you know, like, you know, it's like a Scud missile has been put into the events industry. So, I mean, in terms...
And your wife was in the business as well. She would have worked in it.
Yeah, so my wife was in the business as well, you know. So for the two of us, you know, we would have been very, very busy, you know. You know, we're out doing things all the time and, you know. And so, yeah, so, I mean, it was a bad time, to be quite honest with you, you know. And it was like a never-ending time, you know. And I think a lot of my, you know, people in my family... friends, you know, they would have been, you know, my brother's a guard, for example, you know, he would have been working constantly full, you know, all the time. I have friends and family who are working online doing their gigs, but I'm just realizing, hang on a second, you know, my business is an indoor gigs. You know, it is the worst of the worst, and this is not ending. So trying to relate to people that's not in that area it's hard to explain, to be quite honest with you. You know,
so you decided to have an eye towards events coming back,
yeah,
and you came up with this brand new event, Land of Light.
Yeah, so I mean, in 2021, I just made a decision that, you know, we have to change, we have to adapt, we have to do something different, you know. So landoflight.ie is an event that I came up with this year. We put it into action. So basically, you know, I'd done a lot of research about these type of experiences over in the States, especially. Does, you know, it's pretty popular. So, you know, it hits all of the COVID criteria. It's outdoors, it's family friendly. You know, we can socially distance, and it's an experience for the family. So, I mean,
you wanted a belt and braces approach here to restrictions. You wanted to come up with an idea that was going to be able to tick all of those boxes.
Yeah. And like, as I said, like, all our business is indoor. So doing something outdoor, this is very different for us. Now, we've done it, the odd bit of, you know, outdoor events, but this is, you know, on this scale, this is completely different. So it's in Wells House and Gardens in County Wexford. It's opening on October the 22nd. And obviously, I don't know if we're allowed to call that Freedom Day, but, you know, that's going to be maybe Freedom Day for the entire event industry.
It feels like it to you anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
And have you been selling tickets in advance? How's that going?
Yeah, I mean, the response we've got has been unbelievable. I mean, to date, it's running for, you know, several weekends. To date, we've sold about 10,000 tickets, which is, you know, absolutely amazing.
It's a themed family event, like.
Themed family event, yeah. So basically, they arrive and they'll walk around the forest. It's a 1.2-kilometre trail with lights and props, and we've amazing wood carvings, really magical, enchanting, colourful. And one of the things as well that we've added on December the 5th is I have a two and a half year old young fella, Tiernan, and he was diagnosed, he's mild autism, so we've added a sensory evening that's going to be on December the 5th. So we've teamed up with a couple of organisations down that direction.
All in, Kevin, you can't, you know, it's costly to put on something like this and put it together.
Yeah.
Had you been living off savings during that really tough time? Were they all gone? Have you had to borrow the money? How did you raise it?
Yeah, so I mean, we initially had zero income until the PUP payment came in. We were on PUP, or I was on PUP for a limited time. Then we are, thankfully, the government introduced a wage subsidy. You know, the wage subsidy was a lifesaver. We did get a recent grant, which we were very grateful for, but on a whole, I mean, even when you look at it now, I mean, our indoor business is still restricted today. You know, it's still restricted. One of the things is we have a good track record. Our banks did help us. We got a business loan to make this happen. They were very, very supportive, I must say, of it. And yeah, I mean, it's onwards and upwards. I mean, we were in Wexford there last night. I only got back to Dublin about 4 o'clock this morning. And we were really, really excited, really buzzing, because I think this gig is going to be amazing, you know.
Well, look, I hope it goes very well for you. Kevin Rowe of Kevin Rowe Events, thank you very much for joining us. And that's Land of Light, landoflight.ie.